and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again. Amazing, huh? You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy, and the responses have been interesting, both out in, when I'm out and about and online. Interesting. At least some people are paying attention to themselves. Know thyself if you want to be free. And these questions are set up for that. They're not for everybody. Most people love their misery. So it's not for you. It's for those men and women who want to overcome their hell, their loneliness, their anxiety, their stress, all that stuff you can overcome. Why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? You ever wonder about that? Why should anything upset me at all? But you love being upset. Really? If someone tried to tell you, hey, that's not normal, don't be upset, you think they're crazy. This is natural, you say. This is humor, you say. I love that video with that. Watching those people be upset. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is that you're doing, and you're like, wow, oh, I want to listen to the show live. I want to watch it live, but I got to run. I got to go to work. I got to do this or that. You can be listening to the show anyway. You can podcast, but you can be listening anyway by going to the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to the we're going to finish up on the Super Chats that we did not finish on yesterday. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buy Me a Coffee. What the? At BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond. JLP Cash App. Bond. JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And one of my favorite days, not only because and just because, but because, or and because it is, it will always be Country and Western Tuesday. Yee-haw!
Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me.
Amazing.
Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing.
My country.
Amazing.
My country lies over the ocean. My country lies over the sea. My country lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. My country's gone. I was wondering this morning as I reflected, has it always been this way? And maybe I was too young or too dumb or just couldn't see. Has it always been that way? And when I reflect, when you read the Bible and all that, and you read about the Old Testament, have you ever read the Old Testament? I've never read it all the way through, not like my producer, Derek. He read the Bible every day and every night. Up and down, Bible Thumper. But when you read the Old Testament, exactly what was happening then is happening now in my country and in the world. And it caused me to remember when Christ said, I came not to condemn the world, but to set you free from the world. So he came not to change the world. Isn't that amazing? He's going to leave you right in your hell. But he came to free those who want to overcome the world. He made it possible that you can overcome it. You can live in it, but not be of it. He didn't come to change. It's crazy, too. It's interesting. We think that Christ came and everything should be better out in the world, and it's just not true. There's still no love. There are still people playing God, judging, imagining that they know God, loving their misery. Do you know that people just love their misery? They love their thrills. They love their emotions, and they protect those emotions. And if you mess with those emotions, you become the enemy. Christ came not to change the world, but to set you free from it. And it's interesting that you can live in this world and it be like all crazy around you. And that's why I want to warn you, at some point, you got to let the world go right to hell. Let the people in the world go straight to hell. And there's nothing you shouldn't do about it. Care about it or be concerned. You should not be concerned about the world at all. Let people live and be the way they want to be in their world. Lay your weapon down. What you protesting for because somebody want to do what they want to do? As long as they don't hurt you. As long as they're not hurting you, you let them be whatever they want to be. And you don't have a right to stop them from being that way. Your parents, your father, your mother, your children, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your friend, yourself. Just think about how stupid you are being upset, carrying a picket sign because somebody want to kill their children in their own womb. That's between the father and the mother. Why do you care? Let the world go to hell. You can't change yourself, and you can't change the other. The mere fact, smoke on this one. Smoke on this. The mere fact that you think you can change someone else or yourself mean that you're lost. You're of the world, in the world of it, right in hell with everybody else. You can't change anyone, not even yourself. So let the world go to hell. And don't feel anything about it. Emotions are not necessary. They are not real.
Matter of fact, they're evil, and you cannot trust an emotional person, an angry person, a nice person, an insecure person, a crowd person, a social justice person, or a racist person, those who believe in racism. You can't trust your own family members. So why not just relax and work on you and have an amazing life? In spite of everything around you, you can be having an amazing life. Christ came that you may have that. In spite of the hell around you that's coming through other people, let people be the way they want to be. And don't you have any opinion about it. Doesn't mean you're agreeing with it. It's just that, okay. You want to wear a dress? Wear your dress. You want to wear a man suit, pretend to be a male? Go right ahead. That's you. Living your thrills, living your misery. And Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And so I was wondering, has it always been this way? Or because of social media and everything, it's just been, it's always been this way, but it's just we see it more now because of social media, and everybody love videotaping their thrills. They deliberately make thrills to put them online. And so we're just seeing it. It's always been that way. But in the good old days, in the Old Testament, they didn't have Google. They didn't have YouTube. they didn't have Instagram or Rumble or Cozy or X. So you didn't see it. But it's always been there. It's like you know that the people around you are evil. And there are signs, but you don't see them. You see the signs, but you ignore the sign, and it'll always be there to show you. The signs are always there. Even in your own life, you know you need to change. You know something's wrong, because there are always signs, but you ignore the signs. And so I think social media and all those people, Rumble and everybody, the people put their stuff out there. So you see the wickedness and you're reminded of it all the time. There are always signs. I want you to do this for the rest of this week. And then you could stop. You're not required to keep it. You're not even required to do it. It's just a suggestion to hopefully, for your sake, you see what's going on with you. I want you to notice the signs in you that something is wrong, not with someone else, but with you. Notice the signs. The signs are always there. In a marriage, the signs are always there that something's not right, but you ignore the signs. And then when what you ignore goes down, you'd be wondering why. And then when you reflect, you realize, wow, the signs were always there. I know for a fact and without a doubt, the signs are always there inside of you or concerning you and inside of others. But you don't, you ignore the signs. So the world has always been crazy since mankind, and it's going to always be that way. But you, as an individual, you are your own world. You decide, am I going to live in perfect peace or am I going to live in hell? It's up to you, men and women. And it's bad out there, folks. Just look at social media. If you want to see what's going on, it's bad. You can't really go to big functions today. There was this woman performing in another country. I forgot her name. She like, I want your body, I want your blood, I want your blood, do you want me? What's her name?
Is that Lady Gaga?
Yeah, Lady Gaga. I want
nice
your
impression.
I want your sweat. I want your body.
That's pretty good.
So she performed somewhere overseas to thousands of people, according to the report. And there were people trying to blow her up, trying to commit a terrorist act in the performance. They were caught, they got. And they were going to kill people at the event. Isn't that amazing? You can't go play anymore. Remember when going to an outdoor event like that was major? It was fun. And someone was planning a terrorist attack, according to the report. And according to CNN, she performed to over 2 million people. And someone wanted to commit a terrorist attack. And none of those people have ever done anything to them. But they wanted to kill them, according to a report. It was a free concert, so I guess that's why so many people showed up. It was free. But the point is, it's a mean, nasty world out there inside of human beings. Amazing, huh? You can't go anywhere now. There was an event at a park somewhere. And according to a report, some people end up shooting one another. People were killed in the hospital. And remember when we used to just go to a park and freely just be there barbecuing, throwing the football, or doing what you want. And you didn't even think about someone shooting or robbing you or carrying on in the park at the picnic. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Here's another example of something that you never imagined. And again, this probably going on all along since the Old Testament. We just didn't see it because we didn't have YouTube. And people, now they videotape everything. Everything. Did you hear that report that out of Newark Airport, that for a while, the planes could not be located because the system broke down. The tower system broke down, and airplanes were out there flying, and you didn't know where they were. Think about that. And then as a result of that, and then the destruction, according to the report, the destruction of the equipment, the employees took off leave, went on leave, saying that they were depressed. They couldn't handle the breakdown of the system. So they took off work. This is hell on earth. I want to give it. And then we were reporting on people going on a cruise. And they've started to allow black people to go on cruise with them, the white people. And the blacks are fighting on the cruise. Who fight on a cruise? Think about that. Who fight on a cruise? White people just trying to have a first-class life. They work hard. They get a good education. They work hard. They clean their neighborhood. They paint their homes. They work all forever. And then they decide, I'm going on a cruise. It's a white thing. A cruise is a white thing, not a black thing. That's why blacks are fighting on the cruise, because they don't know you're not supposed to fight on the cruise. They don't know you're not supposed to fight on a cruise. They fight everywhere, on the airplane, anywhere. And so they've been fighting on a cruise. Now the white people don't want to go on a cruise anymore. WCPO9 is reporting. This is hell on earth, folks. There is a lie and there is the truth. And either you're on the side of the lie, which is evil, or you're on the side of the truth, which is good. You can't serve two. You can't serve both at the same time. You can't be from one to the other one. You're all the way on the lie, one with the lie, or you're all the way one with the truth. There's no in between. And I've said over and over and over and over again, white people, y'all need to consider and do create a new township for yourself with new government, new justice system, new constitution, new police department, new everything, and then they cannot cross the line into your city, into your area. And it wouldn't matter that they're on the other side calling you racist or whatever. They can't get in. They can't get in. That's what happens when you create a new system within yourself. The new kingdom, no one can get in. They stand on the outside, right at the gate of the new heaven, the new world inside of you. They're right at the gate yelling at you, and they're trying to get in, but they can't. Isn't that deep? This is the family of 18-year-old Ryan Hinton, who was fatally shot by a Cincinnati police officer on Thursday, May 1st. These people held a press conference on Monday to express their love for Ryan. We love Ryan, they say. And to raise questions about the death of Ryan, of course. Why is this from WCPO9?
Craig, Tanya, a very emotional news conference wrapping up. You had family members multiple times breaking down into tears. It's obvious that this is still very fresh and very painful for them. We heard from attorneys representing the estate of Ryan Hinton, along with his own family, grandfather, grandmother, little sister, cousin. They wanted to share more about how they are remembering Hinton after his death. But the press conference began with attorneys offering condolences to the family of retired Hamilton County Sheriff's Deputy Larry Henderson. They consider his death another tragic loss. Family called the media here to speak on the life of Ryan Hinton, but also to raise questions after reviewing body camera footage from his death. Their main question is this: was the officer justified in using deadly force?
As I seen in the video about my grandson, I seen two scared people. I seen the officer scared, and I seen my grandson scared. So it's an unfortunate incident that happened. So that's all I seen. It was like, I didn't see the police there trying to kill. No. What I seen was two persons made a mistake. My grandson made a mistake being there, and the officer, he was trying to get back to his family, too.
Amazing. Those are just thrills. None of that is real. According to report, and if it's true, the boy had a gun. And when you take a gun and you run from the police, you're not trying to play. And believe me, they knew Ryan before this happened. They already knew. Boy, you better stop being so bad out there. You already know the people in your family who are heading for trouble. And the fake tears and the fake holding the face sad to look sad is all a thrill. Really, it's all a thrill. It's all a thrill. That is an example of hell on earth. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. But I know this ain't real. This is hell on earth. Emotions are evil. And anyone who loves their emotions and thinking that is them, you better watch out. Really, you better watch out. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not cry, because I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. It's all for the thrill of it. It's all for the thrill of it. Christmas in July. He up there talking about two people made a mistake. Two people made a mistake. where did the office make a mistake? He was looked like he was doing his job. This is hell on earth. The family says Hinton should have been in the stolen car with the gun because he was locked out of the house the night before. Watch this.
We're also learning more new information tonight. Hinton's family says he attended Don High School before it shut down. He was not in school at the time of his death. Family and attorneys didn't dispute otherwise that Hinton was sitting in a stolen car or had a gun on him at the time of the incident. His cousin says, however, he should not have been in that stolen car because he was locked out of the house the night before.
I was asleep. So, Ryan, I'm so sorry. This was never supposed to happen to you. Ever. I'm so sorry, Ryan. I'm so sorry, Ryan. Just know he won't put us a beater.
We had our love, we had our fight, and I'm sorry. When they're crying, they're lying. I'm sorry, Ryan. You ended up in a stolen car with a gun, and you ran from the police, according to the report. I'm so sorry, Ryan. We had our love. We had our time. Now I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. What a mess. When they're crying, they're lying. The boy in a stolen car with a gun. That speaks volumes by itself. A stolen car. Not a borrowed car. Not grandma, granddaddy car. But a stolen car. And I'm sorry. I wonder if, I don't know. I'm just asking, it's a question. Are these people going to be trying to sue the police department? Follow the money trail. There is too many tears going on there for money not being coming behind it. Those tears are not cheap. I'm just saying, I haven't heard that they're trying to sue. I don't know if they're trying to do it at all. But those tears are not cheap tears. It's like when a woman go to court and she want to sue her husband or sue some guy for whatever reason. I mean, the tears are just big, bubble up, snot, wash your face tears. And the bigger the tears, the more money they ask for, the bigger the check. This is hell on earth. Human beings are evil. Christ said, and I repeat, and it's so true, you cannot trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. This is the Old Testament, alive and well, and still operating in the world. When you enter into the new one, there's another kingdom within you, another life, another world, another reality, and it's pure. And in that world, there are no troubles. When I come back, I have one more video of this situation, a video of an 18-year-old father walking past 30 police officers in the courtroom with a menaced look on his face. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and in doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Traveling man, hanging around and doing the best I can. It's Country Western Tuesday, 888-7753-773. Quick announcement. Mother's Day is coming up Sunday. Happy Mother's Day. We have a special on cameos. And I'm getting tons of people, hey, do a shout out to my mama. I'm doing them every day, all day. Second personal shout out on Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday shout out. Happy Mama Day shout out. Encouragement Day shout out. Congratulations. A lot of people are getting married. I'm doing shout outs. Graduating college and high school. Whatever your shout out need is, go to Cameo. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peters. We have a special going on now because of Mother's Day. All right, Mother's Day special. The one last thing. I want you to check out Punches TV. And they played a brand new episode of Punchy on Monday. It was amazing. Really? Pearl was there. Hey, Pearl. Pearl was there. And she had a very interesting talk with the experts of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Watch this.
Pearl Davis in the building.
Guys have so much to lose. I don't know why they don't do background checks.
We talk about this sometimes about prenups. Like, I'm against the prenups, but typically everybody else is for the prenups. To say that there's no exceptions is to say that everyone's cooked.
You guys fall for everything.
They're like a good-looking little family, though.
She's a decent person right now.
Do you think women are happy like this?
They're super happy. I don't really see a difference between traditional, like, conservative women and porn star women. They divorce just the same.
What's wrong with the men that the men cannot recognize they're being played?
I'm not trying to come at you, but you see the market. Why don't you want a prenup? You're cooked.
It was amazing. Check it out. Punchy.tv. Punchy's TV. We have merch there and all that amazing stuff. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right? Punchy coffee and everything. I wonder if Joel... Now, I don't know. Joel may be rich already. I think he might already be rich. Truckloads of money. But I wonder if Joel was rich and he got married, would he do a prenuptial then? I'm just wondering, because it just ain't the way it used to be. Grandpa would tell me about the good old days. So I just wonder, knowing Joel, he might not. But if you got the money, you got the houses, you got the cars, you got the dogs, you may do a prenuptial. He's saying no prenuptial ever, even if you're rich already. Well, no prenuptial ever. Okay. I just wonder. Especially with this society being the way it is. I want it's a slap in the face to wifey to do a prenuption. Okay. No, it's a slap in the face, he said, to the wife to do a prenuption. I want to quickly show you this, and then I'm going to your calls and your super chats. This hell on earth situation. So you saw where in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, the police, according to a report, shot Ryan, who they say was in a stolen car and had a gun, and he ran. So he ended up dead. I showed you the family holding a press conference, pretending to be agreeing with the police and understanding Ryan, that they both were scared. I bet they were. The family asked. So what happened, according to the report, after the incident where the boy was killed, they had the stolen car and the gun, according to the report. I think this is the same story where the father went and ran over police and killed him. Am I right? This is the same story. Allegedly, the father went and killed ran over police and killed him. And this police had nothing to do with the incident, was retired, I believe, but was at another incident or event. And the father, according to his report, ran and killed the ran over the police with a car. I don't know if he killed him or not. And the family asked the public not to judge hastily. The officer died? I'm told that he died. That the one that was ran over? So is the father in jail? Oh, okay, the father in jail now. The family asked the public not to judge hastily and avoid questions about Hinton's father. Watch this from WCPO9.
Like we said, a very, very emotional press conference that wrapped up about an hour ago. The family is asking the public not to rush to judgment. Their attorneys are reviewing every report and angle of the incident they can get their hands on. At that point, attorneys say they will announce what, if any, steps they will take. We also asked about Ryan's father, Rodney Hinton Jr. Family did not want to take many questions regarding him, though we can tell you he faces aggravated murder charges, and he will be back in court tomorrow for a bond hearing. He's currently in custody at the Claremont County Jail.
Amazing. So the father, see, you love your emotions. Okay, whatever. The father took a car and went and ran over another police, according to a report, and killed him. And now he in jail. The son dead because he was accused of a stolen car and a gun and then running. Tell me this ain't hell on earth, living in human beings. Here's a video of the 18-year-old father, the 18-year-old father walking past 30 police officers in the courtroom with a menacing look on his face. Watch this. You looking at that's right. I did it. Whatever. Okay. Protect your emotions. This is what's happening on earth. Emotions. If you can test this. If you didn't have thoughts, you would not have emotions. You wouldn't have emotions of love or hate. You wouldn't have emotions if you didn't have thoughts. So why do you think emotions are necessary? Why would you want to protect evil and call it good or necessary? Look at this man. He walking through that little, I'm bad, I'm tough. Yeah, I did it. And the family hold press conference. Don't make any hasty decisions. They should have told the boy, don't walk through the court looking like that. What the? Look like you sorry. Don't be looking like you bad. It's interesting, too, to hear black people say don't make hasty decisions. That's all they ever do. Make this hasty decision, especially when it concerns whites, but not only. What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. 888-775-3773. Let me... Let me go to Stuart out of Maryland. Stuart, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, great day in the morning. How are you, sir?
All is well, Stuart.
Jesse, we spoke last Thursday, and I was sharing with you that I had forgiven my mother, and I was proud of that, and we had a conversation. I listened to you Friday morning, and you were talking this past Friday morning on the 2nd about a men's forum or something that you had had the night previously. And you said it was really something. But the last thing you said was, forgive the world, for they cannot see.
Right.
And that struck me. It struck me so hard that I opened up my Bible and put it right here in the front. And I put JLP 5225. Well, that's the same numbers coming and going. I look for little things like that, like 5225, 5225. It's the same coming and going. But either way, I just wanted to let you, if you would, expand upon that if you feel like it. If you don't, to say you don't. But if you do, do. What were you meaning? Now, forgive the world, for they cannot see.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
Honestly?
No, lie to me.
Say again? No, lie. No, brother. No, seriously, forgiveness. I was raised up that you just go tell somebody you're sorry and they ultimately forgive you and everything will be all right. But that's not what the Bible says. I know it's not Bible Thumper Thursday, but I'm going to have to hit it here.
Right on.
If your brother or sister sins against you, rebuke them. If they repent, forgive them. See, that's the thing that we've left out is the rebuking part. In other words, you're supposed to just ultimately forgive people. Well, no, the Bible says that you must, they got to repent. They got to say they're sorry. And even if they sin against you seven times a day and seven times come back saying, I repent, you must forgive. So what do I think about it? Back to your question, which you asked me.
Yeah.
Forgive the world, for they cannot see.
Yeah.
I've been doing the silent prayer for a year now.
Nice.
And what you mean is that they can't see. They don't know what's going on. They're lost. I guess they're caught up in their own emotions from what you normally tell me. But now I'm asking you, what did you mean by that? Because it hit me so profound, I wrote it in my Bible.
Right on. But let me ask first, just to get a better understanding,
sir.
And I will respond to the question.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe that we should forgive them they cannot see?
I believe that if I don't forgive them, that I won't be forgiven. That's what I was taught even as a little boy in Sunday school.
Right.
But when I get to the Bible, like I just quoted you, they've always left out the repent part. See, if you could offend me right now, Jesse, and go away, but if I didn't rebuke you, you would never know that I offended you. How would you know to apologize? Just like forgiving your mother and father, well, they didn't come to me and apologize for their actions. I know that they did wrong, and you pointed that out, and that's what I needed to do, and that freed me, and I agree. But they didn't repent.
Do they need to repent in order for you to forgive?
I don't know. That's why I'm confused from what the Bible tells me, from what I'm listening to you. That's where my confusion lies.
Oh,
right,
okay.
There.
And so let me go back to the original question. Do you believe that you should forgive the world because they cannot see?
I believe it. Yes, sir.
Because
yes.
Remember Christ on the cross, what did he say?
Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Right. They can't see. And forgiveness means don't you judge them. Don't be mad at them. Don't be hateful. They cannot see. They can't help it. Don't you?
So if my name, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to step on you. Go ahead.
No. So that's all I got to say. You're supposed to, they cannot see. So you don't judge them. You don't have any opinion about it. And it doesn't mean you're accepting wrongdoing. You just don't judge because you understand.
Forgive the world, for they cannot see. They don't know what they do. They're lost in their emotions. They're living in their imagination. You're saying these people out here just absolutely are blind.
Yes.
They're blind as a bat.
Absolutely.
Absolutely blonde.
100%.
And don't care and love to be blonde because you said they love to be living in their misery. Am I right?
Most people love being in darkness. They love the darkness. They hate the light. And then there are those handful, those few, who love the light. And they just don't know how to return to the light. And once they hear about the light, how dare I get the phone out there for me? Once they hear about the light, they return to it. But most people don't want it.
And what's going to happen if they don't ever find it?
They're going to stay in the hell that they're in. They're going to live in that hell on earth. And when they drop their bodies, they're going to be in eternal hell with no way out.
And they're so caught up in what they're doing here that they don't even want to hear that. They can't see that. They can't see past the woods for the trees.
They didn't want to see it when Christ walked the earth. They definitely don't want to see it now. Christ said only a few will find that straight and narrow path. Even some people get on that path, they're going to get off because either believe in the lie that this is too hard, this is taking too long, it's too rough, I can't do this, or they'll be distracted by their so-called friends or family member who tell them, why are you doing that? That's not working. Don't do that. And they'll get off the path. Only a few will get on there and just go all the way with it.
I'm on the path, and I'm on my way, brother. I'm not steering from it. I'm not going to steer from it.
Do you see the hell in you?
Did I see it?
Do you see it?
I'm hoping that I'm trying to get rid of it.
Do you see it?
Yes, sir.
And what does it look like?
Look like my mother. Even people that knew my mother and know me say you're just like your mother, and it's a terrible. It's terrible to hear. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible to hear.
Yeah.
I told you last week we were talking. My mother's the one that when we were going to the court to see if I wanted my dad wanted visitation. My mom said I'll make your life a living hell all the way on the ride if you get up there and tell that judge.
I remember.
Remember, I told you that it was bad. I mean, that's something to carry for a little child that wants to see his daddy.
That's pure
but
evil.
Anyway, no. But you asked me a question. I don't mean to get off of it.
Okay.
You asked me, do I see the hell in me? Yes, I do, and I work every day to try to quell it, to try to put it down, to try to know that it's not real. It's just thoughts. It's not real.
By doing what?
But what do I do?
Yeah.
Remind myself as soon as it comes up that you can't go this right. This right hadn't worked for you for 58 years. You've been out here raising hell with your neighbors. You've raised hell with your boss man. You raised hell with the teachers at school. In other words, you know what I'm saying. I raised hell my whole life.
Yeah. So you got to do, though, because it's all like you want to overcome it. When you see anger, when you see judgment, when you see loneliness, when you see fear, all you need to do is see it. Be aware of it, live with it, stay with it, just don't call it you, and the spirit of truth will destroy those emotions which are evil.
I can feel it coming away from me because I'm not as quick like I used to be. If somebody comes and says something to me foolish or something, I stop. I'm not quick like I used to be. My tongue's not as quick.
Yes, absolutely.
But I can still feel it. I don't feel it as strong.
Right.
I don't have the... But it's still there a little bit. I still have it to deal with. I still have it to conquer, if that makes sense to
you. And when you're feeling it, don't call the feeling you. You do feel the pain in your body because you didn't catch it, the thought. So it's in your body, but it's not you. You're not your body. And those feelings that you're having are not yours, and they are not you.
Well, you've been blowing these guys' minds by asking them who they are. And I've been listening to you ask some of these jokers who they are. You asked a boy the other day, he didn't know what to say to you. I mean, and I thought to myself, what would you tell Jesse, who are you?
And so who are you?
Brother, I'm really struggling with that. I hate to tell you that I don't know who I am at 58 years old. I know that I'm a work in progress. I know that I am trying everything I possibly can to get straight. To get straight in my mind and my heart. Who am I? Right. I need you to help me. Help me with that question, if you will, please.
And so who are you?
I don't want to be that dude that listened to me here the other day. Who am I?
No, who are you?
Who am I?
Who are you? We had our love, and I'm sorry.
You're going to have to help me, brother. You're going to have to help me. I am totally at a loss. Help me, please.
You're at a loss by what?
By that question and the answer. Help me.
And what was the question?
Who are you?
That was the question?
No, I'm asking you. You asked me, and I couldn't answer it. Can I ask you, who are you?
No, you can't ask me. That's not how you find you.
I don't know you. I'm going to have to say this to you.
What?
Who am I? I'm not sure yet because I'm still a work in progress. I'm still trying to. I've forgiven my father. I called my mother 2 weeks ago. I'm starting to experience what you told me would happen if I did these things.
Yeah.
I would have to say I'm a work in progress, but I know that's not the right answer.
And why not just say you don't know?
Because I felt like I was supposed to know the answer to your question. That's the ego. There goes the ego right
there.
Yeah,
why do you feel that way? You're not supposed to know the answer if you don't know the answer.
That's the ego. So you're saying a man's might not supposed to know who he is.
No, I'm saying that you don't know who you are.
Not one person on earth?
No. Well, no. Now, there are people who think they know who they are, but that's not who they are. They just think that they know it. But no, there are one or two people on earth who do know who they are, but it's rare, and you can count them on one hand in the whole wide world.
So then we go right back in full circle, and I believe in circles. So the first thing I ask you was forgive the world for they cannot see,
yes.
And there's a perfect example why. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Because they don't even know who they are.
They have no idea.
Oh, you've blown my mind today. You've totally took my mind and blown my mind today. You really have.
Didn't I blow your mind this time? Didn't I?
You totally blew my mind. I don't even know what to say, Jesse. I mean, you really have blown my mind. I will say this, though. Here's something else in the Bible. It says, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Absolutely.
Slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accepted the word that's planted in you, which can save you. Now, you've said over and over, we've all got it in us. It's planted in you. It's in you. The kingdom of heaven is in you.
Yes.
You get rid of that ego to find it. Is that right?
100%. Let me ask.
Yes,
sir. Do you know God?
No.
Nice. You're on your way.
No.
You're on your way home now.
If I told you that I did, it would be my ego, and I'd be haughty. I'd be haughty to say that to you. It'd be a good word, haughty. No, I don't know it.
Well,
I want to. I want to know it.
Well, you stay with the silent prayer. You watch the thoughts. Let go every idea that you have about God, everything you've ever read about God. Don't hold on to any of that, and you shall know the Father, and the Father will know you.
That's a beautiful thing, Jesse. That's make my goose pimples run down my arms. That's beautiful, brother. That's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing.
And you stay with it.
There's people that need your help, but I appreciate you expanding upon that. Just to recap, just so I can get my mind right, you're not supposed to know who you are.
Hold on, bud. Hold on, Stuart. Let me take a quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours ago when I come back straight to the phones. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Oh! mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one already. It is Country and Western Tuesday, May 6th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in this coming hour. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We will be reading your super chats on Rumble, on YouTube, and pilled.net, on other platforms, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, and elsewhere, and Cash App, Bond to JLP Cash App. But it is Hake News on Fake News, Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the process of choosing a successor to the late Pope Francis begins tomorrow, Wednesday, they say, to maintain absolute secrecy. The Vatican, that's the government there of the Catholic Church, I guess, plans to confiscate all electronic devices, turn them in, put them in the basket. And from the 133 participating cardinals, and deactivate all mobile phone signals for the duration of the conclave. Signal jammers will also be set up around the Sistine Chapel to prevent electronic surveillance or communication. Wow, what a mess, huh? Acting like they're all important. And generals getting fired. Oh, yeah, that's nice. Meanwhile, here in America, right? Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, based Pete Hegseth. I use the term perhaps a little loosely, but hey, he has ordered a significant cuts to the highest ranks, high on pot, of the U.S. military, according to a memo he signed on Monday yesterday that was obtained by Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN. Senior Pentagon leadership must reduce the number of four-star generals, scum of the earth, and admirals by at least 20%. Shout out to the four-star generals, perhaps. You know, some of them might be okay, somewhat. The number of, by at least 20%, by the way, admirals and generals. The number of general officers in the National Guard must be cut by 20%, and the number of general and flag officers across the military cut by 10%. These removals are in addition to the firing of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and Navy chief back in February, if you remember. I hardly remember. Hegseth, an Army National Guard veteran and a former Fox News host. Oh, yeah. He has previously railed against senior officers in the military who are a bunch of phony politicians, I'm saying. But he said that they were playing by all the wrong rules, which is another way of saying a bunch of phony politicians, to cater to the ideologues in Washington, D.C., the swamp itself. Quote, and so they'll do any social justice, gender, climate, extremism, crap. His words, not mine. Don't say that word too much, kids. Because it gets them checked to the next level. So said Pete Hegseth in a podcast interview, and he's right about that. We all know it. And Israel launched airstrikes in Yemen. That's where my friend Omar is from. Yemen. He was my guest last week on the Hake Report. Omar, Third Rail. Israel launched airstrikes in Yemen last night, one day after a Houthi attack. Houthi rebels are in Yemen, right? They're terrorizing, stuff. Attack on Tel Aviv over the weekend. The rebel group fired a ballistic missile into the vicinity of Ben Gurion Airport on Sunday in rejection of Israel's crime of genocide. They like to throw around that word, right? All the liberals love to throw around genocide, genocide, genocide. But don't say genocide about the whites. Anyway, despite numerous attempts, the Israeli military was unable to intercept that missile. Wow. No one was injured or killed in that attack. Appears to be the first time Israel's international airport, one of the most heavily protected sites in the country, was successfully targeted by the Houthis. Well, they're just not just some scrappy rebel. They're pretty effective somewhat. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And thank you all for your support. I appreciate it. Got a lot of work to do, and you have been helped, and now you're helping us help others. Thank you. If you're running around, happy Mother's Day come Sunday. You're running around, whatever you're doing. You can be listening to the show. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond. JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour already. It is country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing. 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 I want to go back to Stuart out of Maryland. I put him on hold because we ran out of time. Stuart, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Jesse, I just wanted to recap because you hit me with so much knowledge this morning. And it looks like no, no, and no. I took notes. No, I do not know who I am. No, I do not know God. And no, the world cannot see. Is that the truth?
Yes. Yeah.
No.
It's all no.
All right, let me ask you this. What happens if I got in a car accident, died today, and I still don't know myself? I'm not going to be judged for that either. I mean, what I'm saying is you've blown my mind this morning that I don't know myself, but no, I really don't. I know the person who was living the life that I've been living, but that wasn't no good. It wasn't much to him. He was living in his ego, big ego. But I'm asking you, when will I know who I am? Or do you might not
you
ever?
Will, no. You if you stay with it, you stay watching the not you. You're not
That's
your
right.
thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your reputation. You're not this or you're not that. If you stay with that, you will know you. All that
you'll find
when the illusion disappear, the real you will appear.
Well, it's coming because I'm calmer. I can tell you that I'm calmer with these people.
Yeah.
I'm not as aggressive with them. I'm calmer.
Yes.
You said that I know God, and I didn't take me long to think about it, and no, I don't. And that's something. What you're feeling on that, or do you not want to expand upon that?
No, you're admitting you know him, And because you're admitting, you will know him. Really?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I see what that makes perfect sense.
Most people would tell you that they do know God and they don't.
And people will run around here and say they know themselves well, better than anybody else could know them. I've heard people say that. And they don't know what they're talking about.
Right. They don't know themselves at all.
All right, one more. The world can't see, but forgive them, even though each and every one of them can't repent. They're speaking different languages. I wouldn't be able to understand them if they did repent. So what you're saying is forgive them, even though the Bible says they need to, if you rebuke them and they repent, then forgive. You're saying forget the repent, go ahead and forgive these people and be done with it.
I'm telling you that it's not even your concern at all whether a person repent or not. You shouldn't even give that a second thought, a first thought, a second thought. It's not your concern if someone repent or not.
So once you free yourself and separate yourself from your ego, your thoughts, and your emotions, it won't make a be-diddly-damn. It won't make a doll. It won't make any difference whatsoever what they do. You're saying whether they repent, whether they jump in circles, it won't make any difference what they do.
When you, it shouldn't make a difference even now, but once your ego starts to fade away, and it will, you're going to realize it doesn't matter what other people do or think, how they act. That's their hell. God doesn't bother about people being in their hell. He leaves them there. Even when they're pretending they're in heaven, he leaves them in hell. Likewise, you should be the same way about it.
I hear you. Well, look, go help somebody else, brother. Thank you for taking the time with me this morning. I enjoy talking to you as always. Enjoy listening to you, and it's really something. You're freeing people's mind, brother. You really are. You really and truly are.
Let me ask this before you run. What would happen if you drop all your moralities, your values, and just live? What would happen to you if you had no values, no morality, no nothing?
My nerves would be just as cool as the center of a cucumber, and I wouldn't have no worries, it would be a beautiful thing. I'm trying to work towards.
So why don't you drop all your moral values?
I'm working on it, Justin.
Right on.
I'm telling you, brother, all I can tell you is I'm working on it, and I've tried to tell people about the silent prayer. I've even tried to get my wife to do it, but she said that's not for me. And I knew right away she just doesn't have, what's the word, not the patience. They don't have the fortitude to work on themselves, and some people just don't have it.
She's telling you that she loves her hell. She said, no, that's not for me. I love my hell. Leave me in hell.
That's hard to do when you care about somebody.
No, it's not. It's hard to do because you don't care. If you loved your wife, you would leave her in her hell if she doesn't want to come out.
Well,
God loves you, right? You believe God. At least you believe God loves you, right?
Oh, there's no question in my mind.
And did he leave you in your hell until you're ready to come out?
Yes.
So how you have a greater love for your wife than God has for your wife?
I see. I don't. I can't. I'm not capable of it.
So why are you? I'm not capable. Why do you care at all that she doesn't want to come out of her hell?
The truth is, probably don't.
if you don't
want to know the truth about it.
You want her to
don't.
Come out not for her, but for you, so you'll feel better.
You're exactly right. And there's the ego again.
Yeah.
There's the ego popping his head up again.
Yeah.
That's the ego.
The real
right
you don't care. Yes, it's all ego. Oh, I love her.
That's right.
I'm a Christian.
You're right.
I want her to come out of her hell. That's not for her. That's for you.
Well, I did turn her from voting for Barack Obama. That was a chore. I figured I could turn her towards God if I could keep her from voting Democrat. But,
but you can't.
I'm serious. What'd you say?
You can't turn her toward God at all.
Well, I turned her away from the Democratic Party. I figured I had power on her, but I guess I haven't been able to do this yet.
Does she obey you?
Does she obey? I will say this. She obeys me as long as I'm watching, as long as I'm on top of it.
So does she obey you?
I would say 95% of the time.
Does she obey you?
95% of the time. She's liable to slip up 5% of the time.
Does she obey you?
Not all the time, no.
Does she obey you?
Jesse, I told you 95% of the time. It's not 100%.
Is 95% no. obeying or 100% would be obeying?
I would rather 100% would be obeying, but I would rather have a woman that would. Go ahead.
If it's just 95%, she's not obeying. She's doing what you want to do, pretending she's doing what you want her to do.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather have one obeying 95% of the time than 95% of the time not obeying?
No.
Which one would you rather?
I want 100.
I want 100, too, and I'm working on that.
99 and a half won't do. You got to do 100.
Well, I tell you what, Adam.
Do you think God wants you to obey him 99% or 100%?
No, I hear you, Jesse. You're right.
That was a question.
No, what does he want me to do? Obey him 100% of the time.
So
you're
why
right.
would you want less for your wife?
I don't want less, but
so
I
So why
accept
are you
from
accepting
him.
99% then?
Probably because of my love for her, I've allowed her to have that, if you
if
understand
you
what I'm saying.
If you love her, you wouldn't allow her to have that.
I hear you, brother. She's Sicilian with a quick temper. She go from 0 to 200 miles an hour in 2 seconds.
That's why you accept 99% because you want a little peace.
And, that's right. And then turn around and ask you what's wrong a half hour later.
Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with you? Well, you forgot what we just went through. I mean, that's the way she is. She take off and roll.
Yeah.
But that's not why I called
you.
You
have children with her?
No.
Don't have
I accepted
any.
Her. No, sir. But I accepted hers. I mean, I've been around her children for 18 years. I mean,
how
you
many
know,
she has?
She has 4 kids with her first husband. I've been with her longer than she had 4 kids with her first husband.
Why are you marrying a woman with 4 children?
That's a good question. At the time, I thought everything was right.
Why did you? How would you say a married woman with 4 children would be right for you?
I wasn't in the same place 18 years ago that I am today. My mind wasn't as mature. I don't know.
Is she older than you?
5 years.
What?
5 years. That's bad.
So you married a married woman with 4 children, 5 years older than you?
18 years ago.
That's insane.
You think so?
No, that's delusional.
Tell me why.
You shouldn't be married a woman with 5 children and older than you. She's your mama. Number one, you're another child. She has 5 children. You're this 5th one. Number two, she become a mama to you. That's why she doesn't respect you. You can't tell her what to do. She is the mama. You're the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already damaged material. She already hate the man that she left.
You're right about that. But you know what? We
it's
can
like
all sit down and break
used,
bread. Huh?
It's like buying a used car. It's nothing but problems.
Well, she has helped me when I've been down. I can't say it's not been nothing but problems. I can't.
She
I can't
helped
say
you
that.
Financially?
No. I'm talking about when I was sick. No.
Oh,
I'm talking
she
about
took
sick.
Care of you like a nurse.
Basically, when
they
I when
they
would have
done that for you at
the
hospital.
Say again.
They would have done that for you at the hospital. You didn't need to marry the nurse.
Jesse Lee. Well, I can't deny what you're saying. I mean, what you're saying is a truth, but
that's amazing. You're married to a woman that's 5 years older than you, been married before, and have 4 children, and you have none.
No, and I never thought about the age. You think the age matters?
100%. 100%.
How come, Jesse?
Because a man can't lead women nowadays anyway. They definitely
right.
cannot lead a woman older than them. That's a mama son relationship.
Interesting. And you now I got some more to think about. I called you talking about forgiving the world because they can't see. Now you got some more stuff for me to think about.
That's amazing, man.
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to call you next week, and we'll have to figure this one out.
All right,
but let me reflect on what you told me, and I'm gonna come back to you.
Okay, absolutely,
Jesse Lee. I love you. I appreciate it, brother.
Love you too, buddy. Take care.
All right, brother.
Bye. Bye-bye. 888-787. What a mess! When you're blind, you just can't see what you're doing. Nobody. Not one on earth. You need the light. It's like we had a visitor over the weekend, and he mentioned the sun. If it wasn't for the sun, we can see, right, how the sun, everything is reflected of the sun. That's how the light is inside of you. You have the light, you can see. 888-77-JESSE. Lisa, excuse me, a first-time caller out of, our first time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, oh, my, my. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Jesse. First of all, I love you.
I love you back.
I watch you every morning. And you know what's wrong here, like that idiot that just got off the phone with you. He's probably not worthy enough for a woman to be obedient to. I'm 100% obedient to my husband. And that's because when I'm obedient to him, it falls in line to where he takes care of me.
And how
and
old
then
are
we
you?
We take care of each other.
How old
we
are you?
We take care of each other. I'm 50 now, and he's 60.
Well, you're from the old school, that's why.
That's right. And I'm trying to say that's when I get, and I hear you get into these arguments, and it's like, it's not even worth it anymore. They're so far gone.
Well,
they are.
That caller, he is seeking. He wants to overcome. So he's not lost yet. Yeah. He's not gone because of
him. Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, if he
was
gone.
I heard him asking you questions.
Right. So he wants what's right.
As long as they're looking.
Yeah.
As long as he's trying to get answers, that's all that matters.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm like you. I don't believe in the liberal women. I believe that we were born to bring up our men to be strong, to take care of us, and for us to live in a harmony in this world.
Yes. Absolutely.
God did not create evil. Human created evil. And I think people do not understand that.
Yeah. They're lost, Lisa. They cannot see. And there are a handful of people who are waking up, though. And those are the ones we're trying to point the right way back to the Father.
That's all we can do. I'm the same way with my children every day. I have to tell them the same thing.
Right.
You have to be so resilient.
Yes.
With you have to, or evil can sneak in. But I don't have nothing to. I just wanted to tell you, I love you. You're educated, and you're doing the right thing out there. Keep doing it.
I will, Lisa. Thank you so much. Amazing. I appreciate it. And happy Mother's Day.
Amazing. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye, babe.
All right. Amazing. Super. Let me go to Ralph, and then we'll get to the super chat. Ralph, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi there, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Ralph.
God bless you.
Thank
you. Been listening to you a while, but this morning you brought up something that I have witnessed my entire life and pertaining to minority communities, how they interact with law enforcement, and the consequences of those actions. And I witnessed it several times throughout my life when I lived in the Big Apple. And I think there's two components that sadly consistently get missed.
Okay.
The first component, especially for the younger youth, you know, be it black kids, Spanish kids, doesn't matter. The first component, even white kids, some of them are dumb as rocks. they do not think about what they have instilled into the officer they're confronting the moment they confront. They don't stop and think about what that guy has went through throughout his day, throughout his week. And how on edge that man is the minute he puts his uniform on to begin with. That's the first component that is sadly missed. The second component I feel that just magnifies the problem is they all want to be 10-foot tall and bulletproof. And they get that from the immediate peers around them. You know, whether their father is at home or not, whether it's their uncles, whether it's their buddies, it doesn't matter. Nobody sits down to them and tries to explain to them the consequences of trying to be a Superman.
If they had decent parents, because all these kids who are doing these things, they're coming from no good parents. Bad parents produce bad children. If they had decent parents, would they be seeing life a little differently?
You know what, Jesse? I think you're 100% there. And if it's okay, I'll use my own personal example.
Okay.
All right. You've talked about giving forgiveness to your mother and your father. And you know what? Both of mine are no longer around, but I gave my forgiveness to God as best as I could.
Right on.
That's it. Right. I couldn't call them up. And
right.
To their face. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, my father, he was a troubled man, a very troubled man. Went into Vietnam when he was really young. Did 4 years in country, came out of that. But if I look at his backstory before even he went to there to become even more messed up than he already was.
Right.
I look at his mother and father, right? My grandparents on his side.
Absolutely.
And how atrocious they were to him.
Okay? That's what I want veterans to know is that they're already screwed up before they go into the army, the military. And so they're already reactionary. They already react to the situation. So when they go into the military, they'll just continue to overreact. And that's what is traumatizing them. But if they never overreacted, they'll be fine. So your father was already screwed up before he went to the army.
You're 100% right. And the reason most of them go to the Army or the Navy is because they were screwed up and they're trying to run away from something that they don't want to deal with anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's a whole other matter that we could probably spend an hour talking about. But the one thing my father did do, besides his many faults, the one thing my father made sure to instill in me was to think before you act.
Yep, absolutely.
And I thank God for that gift. I really, really do. Because I spent my whole life as one of these angry young guys. You know, you talk about the not you.
Yes.
And please don't even ask me who I am because I'm just starting to train.
I won't.
Right? I'm 53, and I'm just trying to figure who I really am out because I don't know who I am.
Right on.
Right now, all I know is I'm a lost soul trying to find his way back to God. That's all I know.
Right on.
Amazing. But that being said, you know, and living in New York, you can imagine the friends I had, the people I was surrounded by, you know. The one thing I always did was think, not just act or react. I always thought about it. And again, to me, that's probably one of the biggest blessings that God himself gave me was that I had that knowledge at least. Because that's why I'm still 50, you know, I'm 53 now. You know what I mean? I made it out.
Right on. Amazing.
So God's got a plan for me.
Nice.
You know, but yeah, I think this is something that really needs to be. You talk about rebuilding the man. you know, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I think the number one responsibility, and it is a responsibility, from any father to his child, is to impart to them the wisdom of slow down and think. You know?
Think before you act, that's for sure.
That's just it. And these poor kids, they get so caught up in bad role models, you know, and believing in stuff that you talk about illusions. Oh my goodness. Parliament can't even create the lies and deceptions that these kids are buying into.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Amazing.
I think it's just something that really needs to be addressed.
Well, I appreciate that, Ralph. Because of time, I got to run, but I definitely appreciate that you're right about that.
Well, thank you, Jesse, and I appreciate you, brother. Keep on giving out that great message that you're giving.
I will, and thank you. Stay with us, all right?
You got it. Thank you, brother. You have a blessed day.
You too now. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
Yeah, so I called. I wanted to know if you could help me with a question that I've had for a long time.
I'll try.
And do you know where God comes from?
Yeah.
And where is that?
Nowhere. He came out of nothing.
He came out of nothing, like he created himself out of nothing? Did somebody create him out of nothing?
No, no one created him. He just came out of nothing.
Okay. And is that, like, where did you get that from?
In the Word.
It says that in the Word?
Yeah.
Where does it say that?
In the Bible.
No, I meant, like, what part?
I don't know. But I know it's there. Do you know, James? Yeah, it's there, but I don't know where to tell you to find it. Look up Google.
Yeah, I did. I looked it on Google, actually, and it doesn't say anything about it. And that's why I'm like, where did you get that he came from?
Nothing. Hey, where did God come from?
Don't ask me.
He came out of nowhere.
But I'm saying, is that what...
Have you ever read the Bible?
Yes, I have.
Oh, and you never seen in the Bible where God came from?
No, it doesn't list any notes of that, and that's what I'm saying. Like, right. Where are you getting that from? Or did you just make that up, or did you? You couldn't have read that because it doesn't say he came from nothing.
And that out of nowhere, God came.
Well, it doesn't say that though.
Right.
So you just made that up?
No. I read that somewhere, but I know, I'm telling you that he did. He come. Why is that important to you?
Well, it's actually a question that I had since I've been about 6 or 7 years old.
And no one has ever been able to answer it?
The first time I asked it, it was to a usher in Sunday school. And
yeah.
I remember he got really mad and he kicked me out. And I never asked it again. And no disrespect, Jesse, but it seems like you're kind of doing the same thing.
No, I'm not mad. I told you he came out of nowhere.
But that's not an answer. You just made that up and said, just take it as fact.
No. Don't believe it. I'm not telling you to believe. I'm just telling you where he came from. But you don't believe that. You need to see it for yourself, not because I said it. But I'm just telling you out of nowhere he came.
But I'm just asking, where can I go to see that?
You have to go within.
I'm not sure if you're making a joke right now, Jesse.
No, I'm not making a joke, but you have to go within.
Do you believe in God?
I don't know. No, I
don't. You don't know?
No, I don't believe in him.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get my question answered.
I don't believe in him. I know him, but I don't believe in him. And I know that he came out of nowhere. I got to take a break. Hold on. Steve, back in a moment. Thank you for calling and thank you for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, Mother's Day is coming up Sunday. We're going to have an amazing conversation on Sunday about mothers. It's going to be amazing. Sunday fellowship at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. What else? The Hake Report is coming up. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church for more information, all right? Rebuildingaman.com/church. The Hake Report is Hake Report is coming up. At 9 a.m., from 9 to 11 a.m., and then Joel Friday TV. He black! Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby, the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. All right? Check out all our merch. It's amazing. Our merch is amazing. Punchy's Coffee. And every dime of it go back into the organization to help others. Thank you all for that. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Let me go quickly back to Jerome. Jerome, God came out of nowhere. He has always been. And if you want to find that, you have to look within yourself, and it will be revealed to you.
Yeah, but I mean, you said look within myself, but you also said to Google and to look within the Bible. So
no,
I was just
messing around with the Google thing.
Oh, okay, but should I actually look in the Bible?
No.
Is that what?
No, look within.
But doesn't that just sound disingenuous to you? Like, what do you mean, look within and I'll see where God came from?
Yeah. What's disingenuous mean?
It just doesn't seem like it makes any sense. And I, like I said, it seemed like you're just trying to make jokes. You just said that you were making jokes. So I'm not sure if you're not.
No, I'm serious. Like, no, if you want to understand God and know God, look within and all your questions will be answered.
But it hasn't. I tried that. I tried to look within. And like I said, this is a question that I've had for a very long time.
Right.
Since I was a young man. And honestly.
But you
know,
can't try to look within. You have to look within.
No, I just did. Again, the word I used was try. I don't mean like I was trying or forcing the answer to come out of myself. But try just mean, you know, I let life go. I move through it organically. I don't try to force anything. I don't think about it. Just, you know, let the answers come to me. But no matter how much, you know, when the question comes up, I'm just never, it never makes sense to me. You know, when you listen to the Bible, it said that, you know, God has always existed. He wasn't created. You know, he's the source of all the creation. He just wasn't there. And just to somebody that, you know, you think logically, that doesn't make any sense.
But why are you trying to make it make sense?
I mean, I don't look at this any differently than, you know, when you say to the people that, you know, at one time, you know, you believed in all of the black stuff, so quote unquote, and you know, you believe that black people are being held back. And yet you said to yourself, well, if black people are being held back, then why are these certain group of people
why are you trying to make the God thing make sense?
But what I'm saying is you had a question and that needed to be answered. And I'm the same way. Something here is not making sense to me. And so that's what people do. You did the same thing when
leave it blank and then it will be revealed to you. Don't fret over it,
But I did that. I left it blank for the last 30 years just.
But
how much longer am I supposed to wait till I get an answer?
Until it comes.
But it never has, and it doesn't seem like it is. Every time I ask somebody, they just kind of dance around it. They don't want to actually go and answer my question.
I just told you to look within.
But I did that for the last 30 years.
No, you don't do it for a minute. You do it for a lifetime.
Oh, so even for a life, so that means at the end of my life it's going to come? Like, what do you mean lifetime?
You do it forever until you get the answer, until you see the truth of it.
Okay, I got it. So let me ask you then, why is it so hard for people to just answer the question?
Because they don't know the answer to it, to the question. And they won't say they don't know, and so they'll get mad at you for asking, rather than saying, I don't know, because they want to give the impression that they do know. And then somehow or another, you're crazy for asking.
But that's kind of what you just did. You made jokes and said, go on Google, go on the Bible. It seemed like you were trying to dodge it, too.
No, I told you to look within.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I'm just at an uncertain point in my life right now. Right. And, you know.
What's your uncertain point?
Just about, you know, being a Christian. You know, Christianity is something that, you know, I've held dear. But I think, you know, now when I just have these questions and, you know, naturally, people, we get inquisitive and we want to know the answers to things. And I don't have this answer. Now I'm like, I'm just looking at everything that I thought I once knew. Is anything real? Is anything that I've known, is it truth or have I just been lying?
No, nothing you have known, ever been known, has been true. It's all been a lie.
Everything. So. And why do you say that?
Because it's been a lie. You've been taught by the world, starting with your parent, and all you ever been taught was lies. That's why you haven't found the truth. You haven't found what you were looking for, and you're never going to find it until you stop looking outside and look within. And when you focus on living from within, everything will be answered, and the truth will be there for you.
So does that mean that everything I've been taught by you was a lie too?
Yes.
So you've been lying this entire time?
About what?
Everything that you say.
Like what?
Everything on the radio. Anything that you preach.
Like what? Give me an example of something.
Like returning to your father, forgiving your mother, and, you know, not believing in racism.
That's what I'm telling you right now, Jerome. You got to look within. When you do those things, you are living from within, and the answers will come from within, not from me or anyone. They will come straight from the Father.
But that's not what I was saying. I'm saying you said that those things are a lie, though?
No. Living from within is the truth.
But you, that's the...
Jerome, I told you that everything you've been taught in the world... I got to run, Jerome. I got to run, buddy. Thank you.
You always run.
I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Super Chat. There's a line over.
Super Chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric, 3 coffees. Domesticating the modern woman is like domesticating a feral cat. Destroys everything you own when left alone. Instinctually wants to fight and calms down if you feed it. Did I read that one yesterday?
No, but what is domesticating?
Making her tame rather than wild and out of control. You know how a cat is naturally wild and you have to domesticate it to turn it into a pet.
Right.
Same thing with a woman.
And you're supposed to domesticate women
mm-hmm.
and turn them into a cat.
No,
I mean, to control them?
It's compared to domesticating a feral cat.
In order to control her?
No, listen to this. Domesticating a modern woman is like domesticating a feral cat. Destroys everything you own when left alone. Instinctually wants to fight and calms down when you feed it.
Repeat that. I'm black, I'm slow, sorry.
Yeah, you can say that again. Domesticating the modern woman, turning her into a wife,
right?
For example, is like domesticating a feral cat, turning a wild cat into a pet. Destroys everything you own when left alone. Instinctually just wants to fight and calms down when you feed it.
I'm not getting it, but okay.
He's comparing the women to the wild cats. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, thank you,
Eric.
Three
coffees.
I'm black and slow, so forgive me on this one. I'm not getting it.
Okay.
I appreciate it, though. Thank you.
Depressed Toilet says, Jesse, is heaven a physical place or a state of being? Is it both? Same question for hell.
There is a heaven above us, and then there's a heaven within us, and the heaven within us is a state of being. Also, the heaven out of us, above us, a state of being, but it's a location as well. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Depressed Toilet. Yeah. Chris bought a coffee. Let me get this straight. There was a 5-year-old special needs kid at the park by himself, the playground by himself. Where's mama? Is daddy at a job interview again? Place the blame where it should be, says Chris.
Amazing. Thank you.
The kid was called the N-word.
Yeah, he was referring to this YouTube video where this woman was at the park with a kid, according to the report. And there was another kid at the park. And apparently one of the kids at the park started messing with her kid. And she called him the N-word. And all hell broke loose. I don't know if the kid was at the park without the parents. It didn't say. Amazing. Thank you.
Ray, BitChute CEO, says, thanks for live streaming on BitChute, Jesse.
BitChute. Good morning, BitChute. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice.
Yep. Good morning, y'all over there at BitChute.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Risk Management on Kick says, hey, Jesse, hope all is well, my friend.
It is well. Thank you. On Kick. Thank you. All is well. Thank you.
Samuel on X live stream.
Good morning, X.
Can you do a speaking tour in the UK, please?
Okay. We're working on it. We got some amazing thing coming up for you. All right. We're definitely working on it. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Bert Cocaine gifted the cookie over on pilled.net as usual. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate cookies. I would tell her, hey, today I got to stop eating too much sweet. But I appreciate it. Thank you.
Over on punchy.tv/JLP, Jim in Alaska says yesterday, church was great yesterday. We always look forward to fellowship Sundays. Thank you, Jesse and crew, for bringing us together.
Our fellowships. Amazing. There's none like it. Really? None like it. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check it out. Podcast. You'll see. Even if you hate me and you hate everybody at the meeting, you're going to see there's none like it. It's amazing. Thank you.
Stuck in New York's gifted the cookie. No message.
Thank you. I like cookies.
Sion says, manly jobs. Black strong arm emoji. We're back in the day. Now men sit behind the desk with khaki pants and he's told what to do by a woman boss. Ew. Jasmine Crockett is his boss. Peeking emoji. Covering eyes, but not completely. Women are now in higher positions, says Sion.
Which is unfortunate. And that's another reason my country is not coming back. The order, well, is broken in the world. And it's always been broken. It's the Old Testament. It's hell on earth. And the hell comes through the woman until she overcome the hell. And she can. She got to drop the anger, work on herself. Amazing. Thank you, Sia. Amazing. You're right about that.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew yesterday. Games for Rec, 555-555-565, Wolf336, Misty, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters. As always, thank you, guys.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice.
And shout out to the Rumble crew, always supportive as well.
You got to know how to rumble.
Gregory bought 3 coffees. I would like to answer the biblical question.
What? Why should anything upset you at all?
Nothing should upset you or me at all. Be happy and stay well, Jesse and team.
Thank you, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Hannah's 7 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. That was an amazing call on Friday. You gave the guy a task not to think about himself until Monday. I did the same task. Amazing. Before, I would get moments of clarity, then fall back into darkness. And I would think, what am I still believing is me? Is that not me? It's like I'm in a boat and I've made absolutely sure there are no leaks, but water keeps on flooding in. This task of not thinking about me revealed to me the elusive leak. Much more to discover about myself, I'm sure. Thank you, Jesse. Sorry, Hake, laughing with sweat because he's not pithy.
Amazing. Yeah, that was an amazing call on Friday. Don't think about you, period. It's so profound. Really. When you forget about you, don't think about you at all. When you disappear, then you will find you. Really. But you got to disappear first. Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it.
Tom. Hi, Jesse.
Tom McElmull.
Amazing church yesterday, meaning Sunday. Right. When I was betrayed, I was so hurt and defeated, could not get over it, so it became my whole identity. I now know that though I was set up to fail by my parents, they sent me to war without any weapons. Wow.
That's right. That discussion on Sunday about betrayal, have you ever betrayed anyone or someone betrayed you? It was deep. It was amazing. And I learned a lot, realized a lot from it. Check it out, rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. It was amazing. Thank you.
3 coffees from Eric. Percentage of unmarried adults graph you posted correlates directly with women's promiscuity. As women have more sexual partners, less people get married and stay married, says Eric.
Deep. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
See you.
Absolutely.
Jesse, you're not allowed to have a girlfriend. A friend that's a girl, I don't like that. Sad, forlorn emoji.
All right, I'll cut it out. I'll drop it. Thank you, Sia.
Lisa, on Monday's show, I could have sworn you said being shy is evil.
It is.
If yes, please explain. Thank you for everything, Jesse.
Yes, being shy is evil. You have anger. Anger is evil, right? Because shy is just another false emotion. It is an illusion. That's why you got to drop the anger. When you drop the anger, your ego starts to disappear. Amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone on a Cash App, Bond JLP, Cash App. Church was deeper than the ocean, he says.
Wider than the ocean, deeper than the ocean, wider than the sea. Amazing. It was. It was mind-blowing. Thank you.
Louise says, Jesse, he's my favorite.
Thank you. And thank you for your support.
Anthony with a few Cash Apps. We got ourselves an N-word mom ching ching. Howdy, partner. It's Country and Western Tuesday. What a thrill.
That's right. Thank you, Anthony. Amazing.
Pinocchio is helicopter 5 coffees. Jesse, our next president. You're amazing. Shout out to the great White Hope. God bless. 07 salute.
God bless the great White Hope, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is, what manner of man is this? The world obeys him. Think about that. The world obeys Donald Trump. Even those who are fighting against him, they're fighting because they're obeying. If they weren't obeying, they wouldn't have to fight. Amazing. Thank you.
Another from Anthony. Ain't no cowboys in Wakanda, just big old spiders. Or big A spiders.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Bailey, what's wrong with the blacks?
What's wrong with the blacks? I got a watermelon here. Mm-hmm. Let me show y'all. On my hat. Good. Nice. Thank you.
Samantha Coast gifted a subscription on Rumble. Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble. Thank you.
Thank you. You got to know how to rumble. I appreciate it.
A few more Cash Apps from Anthony. Ghetto Cruise Lines, fighting, crap rap included. Ryan locked out because they were scared of him. Evil father, evil son, dead in spirit, no remorse.
What a mess. Thank you.
Another from Bailey. Can I get a beta?
Don't be a beta. Be an alpha male, not a beta male. What now? Nah.
Tyrant Zorez racked. Wrecked. Says, by Jesse, a Punchy's coffee.
Good. Punchy's coffee is delicious. Check it out. JesseLeePeterson.com/shop. JesseLeePeterson.com/shop. Can we hold there?
Yeah, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Okay, I'm looking at the clock here. I want to get to some of these calls. Amazing. Thank you all. I appreciate it. We're going to come back to that. I'm looking at the clock and the time going by. Like, nothing going, no. Don, a first-time call out of North Carolina. Hey, Don.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
Amazing.
All right, so I had a question. Like, me and a buddy were talking about all of the stuff that's going on in the media and on TV and on social media. And I'm a black male.
He black.
but a lot of the stuff that I'm seeing, man, I think that it's a way for them to divide all the races. Cause
of course,
I've lived in 4 or 5 different states. I'm just visited my parents. They live in North Carolina in a really nice house in the suburbs. It's mostly white people out here. Nobody's coming in the neighborhoods attacking people. They go to the same grocery stores. I never see black people in grocery stores. I mean, on the internet I do, but in real, I don't, maybe you have, but I have never seen a black person just unprovoked attack somebody in a grocery store or in the mall or at a gas station. Most of that stuff I see, even like with white people, I don't see white people in public screaming at black people, calling them the N-word.
How old are you?
I'm 30, but if you look at social media, it'll make all white people seem like racist, and it'll make all black people seem like criminals. And like, I don't know, I just wanted to see what your perspective on that was.
You're right in that society, the justice system, the government, the so-called leaders and all, they are creating a social justice society because they want to control people. Now, and because most people are not independent thinkers, they are being controlled. A lot of the stuff you see on the internet, though, is staged. They're doing it so that they can get, from what I hear, clicks or something on the internet. And so it's staged. It's not as prevalent as you think it is because a lot of it is fake. But I have gone in stores, and I've seen the blacks with backpacks on, and they walk right into the stores and steal stuff and walk out and don't care and that kind of stuff. I have seen them yelling at other people in the store because they have gone out of control. All blacks are not all, but more. They are out of control, that's for sure.
All right, but how many black people have you seen this week, this past 7 days, and then out of all of those black people, how many have you seen acting like buffoons?
Well, none, because I haven't gone anywhere. What's up?
So you don't go to the grocery store?
Hold on, buddy. Can you hold for me?
Yeah.
Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
The Health and Human Services getting sued by the Democrats. I call them demon rats. What a mess. Trying to hold on to their power and money while Trump is trying to take away from the federal government the power and wasteful money. Evil power and wasteful money. Get rid of fraud and corruption. And the National Weather Service reportedly is getting threatened over alleged weather weapons by some, like, veterans group. Kooks, perhaps, but I don't know. Maybe it's hard to know who's the kooks. And someone drove through the Jennifer Aniston's gate up in Bel Air. Wow. Maybe she should move back to Philly or somewhere. Not back, but, you know, kind of like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Move from somewhere. Anyway, she's that once pretty actress, by the way. And Trump is going to meet with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney in the White House, if he hasn't already. Oh, I like him now, even though he's a liberal. Maybe I shouldn't fall for it. There's a Soviet spaceship, space is real, guys, that was supposed to go to Venus. It may crash, or at least part of it, may crash down on Earth this week, like 50, 60 years ago. I don't know how long ago. Awesome. And they're also pushing Mr. Rogers propaganda, pro-PBS propaganda from way back in 1969. Degenerate communist propaganda, government propaganda, by the way. Get rid of the government propaganda, power, and money. That's what Trump is doing. Anyway, you can call in. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show already. It is Country and Western Tuesday. It is May 6th, AD 2025. There's one line open, okay? So call in right now to get on hold, to get on air. And callers, hang tight. We do see you. We appreciate you. And you will be heard if you hang tight. And if the Lord is willing, GLP will answer your call. Call Me Nonsense Network, though. CNN reports another lawsuit's been filed against our greatest president, Trump's administration, to protest the restructuring of the Department of Health and Human Services. Call Me Nonsense. Democrat attorneys general, AGs, from 19 states and, of course, Washington, D.C., the swamp itself, filed the suit against the Health and Human Services. Secretary of Health Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and other health officials claiming that firing thousands of federal health workers, and terminating numerous health programs endangers the public. What a mess, huh? The states are seeking an injunction to halt the firings and restore the programs. HHS is responsible for protecting and preserving the public health. Dumb. No such thing. And since taking office, this administration has fired scientists. Oh, yeah. So important. Closed labs, shuttered life-saving programs without rhyme, reason, or legal authority. So said New York State Attorney General Letitia James, the black one herself, shout out, stated in a news conference on Monday. Just now you know that thing is worthless, that lawsuit. An HHS spokesman said the Trump administration is following the law and simply making reforms to strengthen the agency. That's right. Now, before they were all spread thin and weak and promoting weakness and encouraging the LGBT agenda, which is not good for you. Anyway, the New York National Weather Service, NWS, received threats, reportedly, if you believe it. I believe it, perhaps. From a violent militia-style group, says Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, that apparently views Doppler radars as weather weapons. And that's a quote. An internal NWAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, email sent Monday said the supposed anti-government organization, Veterans on Patrol, is calling for penetration drills on NEXRAD sites to identify weaknesses that can be used ultimately to destroy the sites, unquote. The next generation radar system, NEXRAD, which is used by meteorologists, the FAA and Air Force, detects precipitation, that is to say rain type of thing, and wind, and helps pinpoint tornadoes and severe thunderstorms. We'll see what happens. I don't know. It's drama. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour 3. Thank you.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Is this summer or still winter? Or spring. I think it's springtime. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-Jesse. And my biblical question, why should anything upset you at all? Why should anything upset you at all? Nick, I love that video with that. It really matches the question. Hey! Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around this morning, this evening, this night, this afternoon, wherever you are, because we're on around the world by and heard by everybody and their mama. So it's different time zones. And you got to run around. You could be listening to the show anyway, no matter what you're doing. If you wanted to participate in the Cinco de Mayo parade yesterday, but you were afraid because you're illegal alien, and you can participate right on, you still could be listening to the show. Did you hear about that, Nick?
I did not.
They had
people were afraid.
They had Cinco de Mayo, something like that. Yesterday.
That is so funny.
And some the news reporter was saying that a lot of people didn't show up because they were afraid of being deported.
It's a ghost town for Cinco de Mayo.
And I think in Chicago, I may be wrong about this, but in Chicago and another state, they didn't even hold Cinco de Mayo Day because the Mexican was afraid to show up, according to the report.
For their own safety.
Right. What now?
But you can still call the show.
You can be. That's right. You still can call the show on the run, on your iPhone, or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond. JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
What dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Woof. Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
My country is gone and it's not coming back. I want to go quickly back to Don. I put Don on hold because we ran out of time there in the second hour. Don.
Yes, sir.
And so your point is, you don't see the blacks and the white fighting. You're not seeing all this stuff you see on TV and online, right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it happens on my, but like I said, I've lived in four or five different states. I just don't walk into the normal supermarket or a CVS and just see black people and white people going to.
Well,
I
wish I could tell you that I haven't seen it, but I see it. And I don't see it every day. I don't see it a lot. I don't go to the store a lot anyway, but when I've gone into supermarket, especially CVS, and I've seen it at the grocery mart by my house too, but I do see the black with backpacks and they're going out and the workers are just looking and they shake their heads.
Okay, but what I'm saying is like that, I've seen that before, but it's not like I see that every week.
Right.
Or every day.
No, I don't see it every day. Hank is telling me my friend work at Walgreens and they are about to close down due to constant theft. So have you seen it at all?
I've seen it.
You seen what?
I've seen people steal out of Walmart.
Yeah. What do you think about it when you see it?
Other grocery stores.
When you see it, what goes through your mind?
I used to do security, it wasn't just one race, but I would always look at them as bums.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on the age, because people can't help who their parents are. If somebody's 12, 13, and they're stealing, it's probably because their parents are bums. They can't really do anything. But a grown adult, a 40-something-year-old trying to steal out of a grocery store, to me, is just a bum.
Right on. What a mess, huh?
Yeah. These are bum people, and like I feel like black people need to separate from those kind of black people. Instead of doing that, I think that a lot of us try to have their back and stuff like that. I'll call black people like that out.
Right on.
All the time.
Right on.
I feel like it's a difference between those type of black people and me. You know, when I'm in public, I'm not yelling on the phone. I'm not smelling like weed. I'm not sagging my pants. I'm not a punk either.
You're a monster, not all, not all, not all. And there are blacks who are not a part of most of the blacks' personality, out of control thing.
Yeah, I think we need to differentiate ourselves from those black people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Amazing call.
Thank you, man. Have a blessed day.
You too. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
888-773-773. Ardeen out of Colorado. Ardeen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Ardeen.
Doing good today. You doing good?
Amazing.
Great. Question for you. I honestly don't understand. I listened to you for a couple months now. Like I said, out of curiosity. You're an oddity.
Curiosity killed the cat.
You got that right.
And sad of fashion brought him back.
Hey, well, whatever works. I'm just curious, why do you insist on emotions being so horrible?
Because they're evil and they are not.
Explain to me your reasoning, your receipts for that. Why is that wrong?
Because they're evil and they're only whenever people use emotions. They're doing it to control you, to deceive, so that they can control you, to get what they want.
I disagree.
And the emotions are of your father, the devil. They're not of God. They're not from you. It's another false identity that made a home in you.
I disagree.
And why?
Why do you disagree? Okay, first off, you mentioned I was in passing this morning.
No. Why do you disagree?
I'm trying to tell you right now, if you'd listen.
Go ahead. Tell me why you disagree.
Okay, I'll tell you. Because, you mentioned shyness as a bad emotion.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a sign of evil.
No, it's not.
It is.
Explain to me a six-year-old being shy because somebody comes to him and says, your dress is really, really cute today. Why is that shy? And she's shy.
Did you say six years old?
Yeah.
A six-year-old is not naturally shy. They will only be shy if they've been traumatized by their mother or someone who made them feel a certain way.
Whoa. God, you really, 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 really assume a lot.
I never assume.
Yeah, you do all the time.
Okay. I don't assume.
You assume a lot. You tell me why. I have a six-year-old.
Do you think that God is shy?
No.
Then why would his children be shy?
Why not?
Why would his children be shy?
Maybe he likes that for emotion.
Why would God's children be shy? Why would
if the father
is not shy, why would the children be shy?
What is the problem with shyness? What is the problem?
So you think that a shy, anxious 6-year-old child is normal?
A shy what?
An anxious 6-year-old child. You think that that's normal for them to act that way?
A child at 6 years old, if somebody comes up to him and says something that sort of embarrasses them, or just something like, "You look really
you
cute
think
today,
that that is normal,"
and they get shy.
You think that's normal?
Yes.
And if they never were traumatized children, would the child
okay,
be
okay,
would
right
the child
there, right there, right
would the
there,
child
right
be
there.
Would the child be no would the child be
How
shy?
How can you assume that child has been traumatized?
If they were never traumatized, would they be shy?
Yes.
Why?
Because I have a child. I speak from experience. I have a child who's 45. She has a shy tendency. Her personality.
45
is
not
tendency.
A child.
She her whole life. She's been shy.
Because she's been traumatized.
No, she hasn't.
Yes, she had you as a mother.
You are a jackass. What? Oh, my God, you are a jackass.
What's a jack? A horse? She hung up.
I think that's a donkey. I've heard that word used for donkeys. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, no, it's a mule.
Yeah, mule, exactly. Nicaragua is a nation.
Nicaragua. Right. She hung up.
These are facts.
See, I told you, you're emotional. What the? And she called me a jack horse. She hung up.
That was really interesting, though. A lot of people think that's normal. Oh, it's
what?
Just a shy little anxious kid. That's normal. I realize that a lot of people think that.
What is Hake saying?
Hake is saying two ornery people. She's as ornery as Jesse. She met her match. She's stubborn and defiant.
Amazing. Ain't she hung up. What's her name? Ardeen. Hung up on me. Ardeen, where's the love in that? 888-77-5373. If you see Ardeen running down the road, ask us, why did she hang up on Jesse? Let me go to Melissa, a first-time call out of Texas. Melissa, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Melissa?
Hi, Jesse.
Hey,
good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Jesse. I have a question regarding overcoming your mother.
Okay.
I've been listening to you for about maybe a few months, and everything makes sense to me, what you're saying. I went and forgave her because a little bit of a backstory. My parents are still married. We're only three daughters. And since a very young age, I feel like my mother alienated us from our father.
Yeah.
Because she's still assumptious. She's always assuming the worst out of men. And she pretty much assumed the worst from her father once. And ever since then, he kept his distance, especially because we're daughters.
Yeah.
So I went and forgave her, and I told her, I forgive you because you alienated him from us from a very young age, accusing him of, a lot of stuff. So now I'm a mother of three boys, and I'm about to be mother of a little girl. And she's already trying to alienate and make claims about my husband, saying, oh, he can never be alone with your newborn baby daughter. A mother's always supposed to be there. You can't trust him around daughters and stuff like that. So I feel like something happened to her in her childhood. But my question is, I went and forgave her. She seemed like she understood. But I can see that she's trying to, bring that upon my marriage and just put that between us, like me and my husband.
Yes.
And it's just causing me anxiety and stress because I know he is, I trust him fully. And I know he wouldn't be the type of man to be, you know, doing crazy stuff.
Yes.
Especially to his own kids. So my question here is, how do I stop this? Like, is it okay for me to cut her off? Or how do I deal with her and these claims that she's, like, trying to put into my head?
Melissa, I will highly recommend, do what you want, of course. I will highly recommend you block and ban her immediately and never let her around your family again or you. Be done with her. She will destroy your marriage.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I just feel like bad because I'm like, that's my only mother. You know, I want to be there for her. I want to be.
Why? Why you want to be there for her? You got your own family now. Why you need to be there for her? What does that mean?
I don't know. I just feel like maybe by cutting her off and cutting access to her grandkids is maybe a little too much, but I also don't want to deal with that anxiety.
A little too much? What does that mean, a little too much of what?
You know, maybe me being a bad daughter to her?
No, you would be a bad daughter by not cutting her off. Jesus came to separate you from evil people like that. Your mother from daughter. Mothers from daughters, fathers from sons, and so on and so on. So, and God said, when you get married, go far away from your family and have your own family. You are making a horrible mistake. And those emotions that you are having about it are all evil. They're not yours.
She's a very religious person.
Oh, those are the worst ones.
She's like, we have to get along. We have to always be together. You know, if mother against, she uses that religious quote, the end of days, mother's going to be against daughter, father against, you know, whatever.
That's what's happening right now. She's against you.
Yeah, and it's just hard for me to believe that my own mother is trying to, you know, create discord or just assuming the worst, you know?
But she's evil. She can't help it. Why don't you accept reality so that you don't let the devil into your family like that and destroy you?
So, biblically,
your mother is evil.
Biblically, you think that, you know, God is not upset if you cut off, like, mother, father?
No.
When you that close?
When you get away from her, God's going to rejoice. He's going to have a party.
Wow.
He's going to have a party.
Yeah, this question's
he's going to have a lot of wine and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This question's been, you know, in my mind for a long time already. And now that I'm about to give birth to my daughter in a month, I can already tell she's bringing that anxiety towards me. And I'm just.
And that's evil. That anxiety is a sign of evil. Why would you let. You see evil coming, you see the signs. You see she's evil. You see what she's done to you and your father. Why would you even want to take a risk with her like that? That doesn't make sense.
Yep. Well, I appreciate you clarifying that out for me, Jesse. It really helps a lot.
What did your husband say about it?
He's scared. He thinks my mom is pretty much evil. Yeah, we both listen to you, and we can see the evil on her. You know, the way she treats my father.
Yeah.
Disrespects him less than.
So
and always just assuming the worst.
You're going to, if you let your mother into your family like this and your husband allow it to happen, both of you will regret it. She will destroy your marriage. She will destroy your husband. I would say, Melissa, immediately dump her and be done with her. And let her know, hey, stay away. You're evil. I'm not letting that in my family.
Yeah.
And tell your husband to tell your mother to stay away.
Yeah, my husband told me as soon as he met her that there was a feeling that he had of uncertainty, of just feeling weird around her.
Yeah.
And ever since I started listening to you, I can see clearly, you know, how the evil in women. And I'm aware of my evil, and I'm trying to, you know, be better.
Right on. Well, your mother's not going to let that happen if you keep her in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that's why when you're around that evil spirit, you're of the light now. And when you're around the darkness, there are signs. the light is trying to tell you, danger, 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 get rid away from her. You need to be done with her. And just because she's your mother, you don't need a mother anymore. You're a grown individual, married woman. You don't need her. You don't owe her anything. You didn't tell her to have you. She made you. She's supposed to take care of you. It wasn't a favor. That was her job. So you owe her nothing. Just don't resent her and move on with your life. Don't let her in your life.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jesse. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
I wish you and tell your husband he's an alpha male for making three boys first and then a girl. What the?
He really is. My dad, sadly, he lets my mom run the relationship. And I can see her resenting him.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Right on. Well, yeah. You stay away from her. Be done with it. Don't be afraid to tell her. Block her. Don't let her over your house. Don't be around her at all.
Okay, Jesse. I appreciate your advice.
I wish you well.
I wish you well.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Jaden, out of Australia. Jaden, welcome to the... welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Hey, Jaden. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
All is well. No man is good, but all is well.
I was hoping you were going to say that. Hey, I got a question. what's your thoughts on antidepressants?
I wouldn't recommend them. I'm not a doctor, so I don't medical advise anyone. But it keeps you away from waking up, from overcoming the hell in you. And you end up not only getting deeper into your emotional hell, but now you're stuck because you're high. You're walking around like a zombie. And it doesn't solve spiritual problems at all.
Okay. See, because my problem with that is that when I do have them, like I feel a lot more better and I do think a lot more clearer. But then when I listen to you and you say that, it makes me not want to take them, but when I not like when I don't take them, like I sort of go off in a way.
But if you notice, whenever you don't take them, you can't deal with reality.
So
why don't
so
you?
In other words, the first few days will be rough, but is that what you mean? Like it'll be rough at the start, but if I get used to it. It'll be all good because you said it was a drug. So was it like me coming down from it?
Yes. It's like you, let's say you did cocaine forever. And every time you did cocaine, you felt good. It just felt so high. And one day you decide, hey, I'm not doing cocaine anymore. In the beginning, you're going to have what they call withdrawal. You can't deal with life. You're like scared and blah, blah, blah. But eventually you start to overcome it.
Okay. See, because it was a plan to do that, but it's been a struggle at the same time because it's like I've been relying on them for a while now. So I don't know really how to go about it.
Okay, once again, I can't recommend you what to do with the medication stuff. But let me ask, why don't you drop your anger so you won't need it?
Well, that's what I mean. Like I've tried, but
how have you tried to drop your anger?
Minding my own business and just not worrying about anyone else, in a way.
Did you go and forgive your mother?
I did, but it was over the phone. Like, I've seen you. You said it was, like, a bit better to do it in person, but I did it over the phone.
And how did it go?
She sort of, like, brushed it off and said I was delusional. But I didn't really take nothing from it. I was just like, okay.
But,
amazing.
And then did you forgive your father?
No, my father's deceased.
Oh, okay. Are you doing the silent prayer now?
I've heard you talk about that one, but I don't know how to go about that.
If you go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, it will show you how to do it. It will take you through it. Eventually, you won't need the video, but it would take you through and show you exactly how to do it. I recommend, Jaden, that you start working on yourself so you can see those thoughts are not you, the anger is not you, the emotions are not yours, so that you can overcome them. But you got to do the silent prayer so you will be conscious rather than going unconscious.
Yes. Appreciate the words, because it does make a lot of sense, and I'm going to try it. I'm going to suss out what you said to look it up. But that's all I was really calling for, to be honest.
Okay, but I can't, again, I'm not telling you to stay on the medication or get off, but I'm telling you.
That's exactly right.
But what I am telling you, that you got to start facing reality. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotion. The fear is not you. The loneliness is not you. None of those things are you. You just have been identifying with them, believing or thinking that they were you, and they are not.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
Hey, I appreciate it. Heaps, hey, thanks for taking the time to talk.
All right, buddy. Do the silent prayer.
No worries. Hey, you too. Amazing.
Right. Amazing. Thank you. Bye. Amazing. I want to show you one quick thing here. Then I'm coming back to the calls and the super chat. Another reason white people need to separate from the blacks. This is like, this is hell on earth. This is evil. There's nothing on earth but evil. And it comes through human beings. It comes through human beings. This is from WVTM13. Why? This is like, it's just evil. It's just pure evil. A gas station surveillance video shows a woman being attacked by a man as she walked into the store down in Mobile, Alabama. Watch this. That's evil, folks. Now, do you believe me when I say that it's only going to get worse? Not all, but most blacks are angry and out of control, and they've been created to become social justice people, and they feel entitled. And then you wonder why the white woman hold her purse when you walk by. This is why. I want to play that one more time before the break. Then I'm going to come back to your calls and your super chat. But I want you to see, this is in America, appears down in Mobile, Alabama. And this black man, in broad daylight, it doesn't matter, there are other cars at the gas pump there and anything. They feel justified now. They don't, you don't see it correct. And then there are other black, corrected in the media, and there are other blacks who would justify this. They're okay with it. Watch this. The woman just walking from her car to look like she's going toward the store there, mind on something else. She didn't even see the guy standing there. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. I'll be right back. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Jesse. Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after that, Joel Friday TV. He Black at 11 a.m. Amazing. You don't want to miss it. And then after that, The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. Don't forget to support us on social media. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Rumble.com. Cozy.tv/JLP. Cozy, where Christ is King. JLP Talk on X. JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, and blah, blah, blah. Comment and all that. And support us for those who are not support us. I should have to ask, especially if you've been helped. Even if you hadn't been helped, help us to help others. RebuildingDemand.com/donate. Tax deductible. RebuildingDemand.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And you can go to the merch and all that. Get purchased coffee, JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing merch, amazing coffee. All right. I want to go quickly to Stephen out of Tennessee. You've been waiting a while. Stephen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let me just mention to the folks, Stephen, we are also on peel.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. PILLED.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. That's a new one. Thank you, Peel. Go ahead, Stephen.
I live in Chattanooga, and I used to take theater and drama classes, and we were doing a play. I can't remember the name of the play. The movie had Sidney Poitier in it, and it was written by a woman, and it took place in the 60s in Chicago. And so the drama instructor wanted us to go interview older Black people about racism. And then she wanted us to write a report about it. And my neighbor at the time was like 80, and she was a Black lady with two Black kids, and they just happened to be over there that day. I mean, they were in their 40s. And so I said, hey, can I interview all y'all about, like, racism in the 60s and what Chattanooga used to be like? And they said, yeah. And so the interesting part was the two daughters. And one of them,
she could see racism in a can of Coke, right? Like, just she could see racism. I mean, just like almost like a superpower, you know? Like, she opens her eyes and just sees race, like laser beam come out of her eyes is racism. And she was doing nothing with her life. She was over there eating her grandmother's food, sleeping on her couch, and not going anywhere. The other daughter, when I asked her about it, she goes, "I ignored it." See, her and her Eunice, the grandmother, actually even worked at, I think it was a Huddle House when they refused Martin Luther King's service. You know, like they had some history. And I said, "You ignored it." I was like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "I didn't let it bother me." She goes, and she's now like, she's an RN, but she's super successful. She's got a house in New York, a house in Texas. I mean, in Tennessee, she's been married forever. Her kids are all doing good. And I've never forgot about that.
Right on.
And I was like, look at the one that looked at all the racism and then did nothing and still mooching off her grandma, you know, or her mother. And then look at the other one who just ignored racism, just went on about her business, kept her mind, you know, kept her feet, you know, kept her eyes on the prize. And was fine. And that brings me to another thing about Chattanooga.
That's a very amazing point, man. I like it.
Yeah, yeah. It was mind-blowing. Yeah. And I was just really impressed by that. I never forgot that. But then also, too, you know, you talked about, like, what's up with the blacks and stuff. And What's wrong with the blacks? But I think there's some stuff wrong with the whites, too. But we'll talk about that later. So in Chattanooga, you remember the sit-ins that took place around the country, a lot of those were college-age kids that were doing the sit-ins, but Chattanooga was unique in that it was high school students because they didn't have I don't think there was a college out here that had a lot of black students, so it was actually the high school kids. And it was in the paper, and there was a big picture where they all went to Woolworth, and the black kids sat in the all-white section, and and it showed like there was down the whole road was all these greasers and stuff, like yelling stuff at them. And when they sat at the counter, they dumped milkshakes on them, you know, and the black kids didn't do anything. And what was so fascinating about that is that they never screamed at them. They didn't fight back, and they were well-dressed, and they were well-spoken, and they were going to all black high schools. And somehow these kids, like, were just, you know, really conducted themselves very impressively, you know. And I don't think you could even see a black kid that could sit through somebody throwing something at them these days without them trying to run them over or something crazy. And I've thought about that because, like, a lot of my – I have several older black men that are friends. And I don't know why you guys can see stuff that other people just can't see. And I don't know if it's coming from that time or what, but – one of them told me about a game they used to call playing. They called it playing the dozen.
Yes.
I think it was the dirty dozen or the dozen.
When you talk about somebody's mama, you made jokes about their mama.
Yeah. So he told me, he said the whole thing was you weren't the first person that got upset lost.
Yes.
But see, fast forward to nowadays, I used to be the token white guy in an all-black kitchen in Nashville. I used to work at a Jewish restaurant, and it was an all-black kitchen, but I was the only white guy, and they said I was the token white guy. And so if you said something about one of the younger guys' moms, they were ready. You couldn't even make a joke.
Yeah.
And they just came on. Don't talk about my mama, you know, and all this stuff. And I'd be like, God dang, I thought, you know, we were always joking around. Like, why is the mom's off? And I thought how interesting that was. Because at first part of me thought, am I supposed to be like that about my mom? Like, am I missing something here? And then I found out, like, it's the older black generation. You didn't let stuff get to you.
Right.
You know, the game was you didn't let things get to you. And nowadays, it's about seeing how off the cuff you can get by the slightest little thing, you know? And so I think some of that's fascinating. I think a lot about the black and white issue. Chattanooga is very self-segregated. So there was a lot of, I guess there was segregation in the past. But what I found is that, you know, we have a black population, we have a white population. They just don't like to mix.
Right.
You know, I mean, they just don't want to do it. They don't sit in the same places. They don't go to the same things. And see, and and I know you got to go, but like Chattanooga got voted a couple years as the most biblically minded city because there's like a church on every block out here, and it's a mess. It's an absolute mess.
These churches are a mess.
The pastors are a mess, you know, blah, blah, blah. And but there's a church out here that tries to pride itself in putting black and white people together. And I used to wait tables, and they would come in on Sundays, and they just thought their poop didn't stink, you know, because they were on the cutting edge of getting blacks and whites together. I think it's, I forgot what the name of the church is, but like, but they were also the most horrendous people to wait on. And I always feel like you can tell a lot about somebody by how they treat their server. And they would eat half their food and then say it didn't taste good and then give it back, you know, and not want to pay for it, no tip, rude, all this stuff. Walk in there like, you know, look at us, we're so special, you know, we had, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that black and white issue, man, it's interesting to me. But I got a question for you.
Well, let me just tell you this quick because of time.
In the
good old days, you're right. Black people were more, they were independent thinkers. They did for themselves. Yeah. They tried to treat others in the way they would like to be treated. And we were taught, not only by example, never to take anything personal. If somebody don't like you, that's fine. If someone talk about you, that's fine. Don't overreact and everything. And they didn't have leaders. But once the civil rights leaders start, the so-called civil rights movement started, that's what really destroyed the black people. They've never returned.
Yeah, I could see that. And that's hard to even rationalize as a white guy because, you know, like, I even had part of my own identity as somebody, because I took all these classes and I did a lot of civil rights studies and wrote papers on Martin Luther King. But I found a lot more knowledge sometimes in Malcolm X. You know, after he got back, in, you know, from Mecca, you know, he had some nuggets of knowledge, man, that's just unbelievable.
Right. Once he dropped that anger, he was able to see.
Yeah. Yeah. When he got out there and he realized that not all Muslims were black, that was a – he woke up.
He was like, what, dog?
You had another question because of time.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. And I can kind of understand Jerome that you talked to earlier. I understand a little bit his frustration, and I think what he's struggling with and what I struggle with too is we don't always, as your audience, we don't always understand what things mean sometimes. So I wondered if he didn't understand what it means to, like, what does it practically look like on a day-to-day basis to go inside for the answers? You know, I wonder if that's what he was wanting to hear, you know, is like what. So if you're saying I need to go in, what do you mean by that? And the one I personally struggle with is judgment. I don't really know that I know what that means.
So you know, judgment is when you get angry at someone else about anything, because anger is hatred. And when you're hateful, you're playing God because you are judging someone. And you can always tell if you're judging or not if you feel something about it, good or bad.
Oh, okay. I've never quite known exactly what that definition was, so I can't even tell when I'm doing it or not, or if I'm doing it, because, you know, I've been doing it.
No, you're aware if you get angry or not. You can be aware if you get angry or not, or if someone can make you feel good.
And
Jerome, I told him that, and he said that he's been doing that, and it doesn't work. So there's nothing you can do to help someone like that.
And can I share with you one last thing about the silent prayer?
Yes.
You need to go.
Okay.
So I've been doing it for months now, and I'm at 30 to 45 minutes.
Nice.
You know, as far as like how, and it's a game changer when you go from 15 to 30 to 45. Like it really helps.
Absolutely.
But what I had the other day that happened was, because I mean I've been bouncing along for the last few months now, like nothing's wrong. Like, man, I can't believe, like, I'm waking up excited. But then I had an ex-girlfriend text me the other day, and it's like my whole world unraveled mentally. You know, I started, like, she barely said anything, and in my head, I started coming unglued, right? But I wasn't really feeling it.
Right.
And And so the rest of the day, I was like, man, am I as far as long as I think I am? Like, what does this mean? Or does she have more power over me than God? Like, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, and, but then in my prayer this morning, I got back. It wasn't her. It was me that's a tangled mess.
100%.
That my head, my mind is a tangled mess.
100%.
And nobody's doing anything. Nobody's doing anything. It's all these decisions and things that I've seen in life where I've made a life decision on something because I saw something happen one time. And so now that's in my book of how life really is. You know, and
absolutely, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, it took, I almost was like ready to not do the silent prayer the next morning because I was that unraveled by two text messages with three sentences in them from somebody that I hadn't talked to in over a year.
All you do, you said, all you do, went back into your imagination, into thoughts.
Yeah.
And you believed
that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. You thought it was you, and it seemed like everything went dark, and it did.
Oh, yeah. And see, because I'm doing what you're saying, I'm in better shape now. Like, I'm not chasing women. You know, I focus on work. And, you know, like, I just got my little practical things that I do. And I've noticed I've become more attractive, you know, to women now.
Yes.
You know, and so part of me is starting to see that. And then at the same time, so I started kind of going back into some old ways of thinking, my imagination, you know. And then I realized it's not her. It's not them. This tangled mess is my head. You know, and it's not even me.
100%. 100%.
And that, you know, my only answer for it was like, just keep going, just keep at it, keep doing what I'm doing. So, anyways, man, hey, I always appreciate you. I appreciate you taking my call, man, and I wish you guys the best.
Amazing call. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Thank you, sir. I will.
And thank you, man. I appreciate it. Amazing. Bye now.
Absolutely. Howdy from out here in Chattanooga.
Howdy back. Amazing. Thank
All
you.
Right, buddy.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Andre out of Florida. Andre, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'm black.
You black.
Okay, so how you doing, Justin?
Amazing.
All right, so my mother was kind of like the rock of my life for a long time, most of my life. I mean, seeing her fight and do the things she did that because my father didn't want to step up. And so, but the thing is, she was always real combative with me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I would always forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive. But then it got to the point where, like, I just hit my 40s last year, and I was noticing that the pattern wasn't changing. It's like, okay, you know, I'm black, you know, I'm a well-to-do black, and, you know, never been locked up, no crime, anything. That just works. So she doesn't have any excuse to be fussing at me. Or, you know, I've been a truck driver for like 9 years. So finally, I just got to the point where I was like, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to fight with you. You know, you got a boyfriend, you're still calling up, fighting with me. Always finding any reason you can to get into a combative argument with me. And so I just got to the point where I was like, that's it. And I mean, I'm talking about after years of patience, I literally changed my number and I deleted her number. I don't know what she's doing, where she is. I have no contact with her. That was it. And I can tell you it was the biggest weight that was lifted off of my back.
Right on. Absolutely, man. Have you forgiven her?
Yeah, I don't have any anger towards my mother whatsoever. I love my mother to death. Like, I love her, and I pray to God he keeps his hand on her, my father. I cut off my whole family just because of the you know, what you're talking about, the black dysfunction. I'm just not part of that
right
group.
On.
You know, I don't want to be living in dysfunction. I like to work hard. I like to have a good life, and I don't like to feel like anybody's keeping me down. You know, I got driver of the month at my trucking company last month, so I'm doing well.
Right on.
You've
done the right thing. Block her. Be done with her. Just don't be angry. Move on with your life. You're not her boyfriend. You're not her husband. She has no business treating you that way. So move on and have your life. You're doing the right thing.
And there's one more thing I want to say before I go. There's something that I always quote that you said that cracked me up.
What?
Said, old people ain't got no business being gay.
Amazing. Thank you, man. You stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir, Jesse.
All right, buddy. I got him, Ron, because of time. Super chat. Super
chat. Super chat.
Super, super.
Jeff over on X asks.
Ask.
Well, he says, you seem unflappable, as if indeed nothing would upset you. Me, I stress way too much, but don't know how to prevent it.
Drop the anger. Forgive. There's never, ever, 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 under no circumstance, is there a reason to be angry. Drop that anger, you'll be free. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson. He gifted the cookie. Uncle Jesse, how proud of the Blatts are you? Is this Blatt excellence?
Blatt excellence. Thank you. Amazing.
Maven gifted the cookie saying, I'll buy you a cookie.
Thank you. Amazing. I like cookies.
Chatelet says, cookies for the Coon Kingdom.
The Coon. Right on. Thank you.
Bill West with the diamond on DLive. Jesse, you will get your country back July 4th, 2026.
July is White History Month. We're trying to get the president to announce that July is a national White History Month. There's a holiday in there. Thank you.
Cow Dunk Immediate on BitChute. Hey, Jesse, love your channel.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Etsy Rose, no message, but thank you.
Thank you.
Aries One, hey, make some stickers for YouTube chat, i.e. beta, what the, even whole lot of mess.
Well, beta, thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, Sparkle Blouse, can you modify the Orange Island Pokemon theme song and swap out Pokemon with Lesbian, then play it to Jesse? I want to be the greatest master of them all, Lesbian. Dance emoji, musical notes.
What was that about?
It's a request for Nick, the anger baby.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee, no message.
Thank you.
Fazul from South Florida.
Your back bother you?
Don't ask.
That's how you do this. Beta back.
Alpha back, just acting beta. when I don't forgive, says Fazul from South Florida, I resend the anger, which is resentment. It ate me up like cancer. I forgave, so now I'm forgiven and experience peace. As always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. Stay away from the anger. It's not you, it's not from God, and it's not necessary. Amazing. Stay with it. Thank you.
And heat. When you become a witness to the truth, you will come to know your true identity, which is that I am loved and beloved.
Amazing. Thank you.
Dove with a olive leaf. Emoji.
Right on. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond emotional collar traumatizing me, and now I'm shy.
What the? What the? Amazing. Being shy is an abnormal state of being. It's not a normal state of being. It ain't cute, and it's a sign of trauma. Amazing. Thank you.
Handy News donated 177 gold pills.
Right on. Thank you. Nice. Amazing.
That's right. CC777, many people are naive to the state of civilization.
Yeah.
True.
How sad is that? Absolutely. Thank you.
Eric, hey, Jesse, greetings from Sweden.
Heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white.
Can evil come from other places or things or just other than just human beings?
Evil dwells in human beings. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Cactus Eater Bear, Bill West, Wolf336, and the rest of the supporters, as always. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And nice. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now. We'll get any remaining ones tomorrow, hopefully.
Amazing. Thank you. I do appreciate it. Amazing how fast. I was rushing with time today. And my producer told me this morning, Jesse, look like time is moving so fast. I think he's right. And hate tone when you're getting older. What? Amazing. How can people get that shirt, Beware of the Children of the Lie?
I believe it's on jesseleepeterson.shop. Let me check. Children of the Lie. Yep, indeed. jesseleepeterson.shop. Beware Beware the Children of the Lie.
An amazing shirt.
Unisex soft style t-shirt.
Nice.
Nice.
I love that shirt. I'm out of time. Look, folks, do what you want. Love your thrills. Love your hell. Stay in your hell of anger and emotion and anxiety and shyness and all that. Stay in it if you want. Really. But you can come overcome it if you want. It's up to you. I realize most of you don't want it. Only a few, a handful, will get on that straight and narrow path and overcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. All right? Do it and stay with it. Forgive your mama. Don't let anyone tell you, oh, you don't have to forgive your mama. Yes, you do. If you want to be born of the spirit, you must forgive because you've been born of the flesh, but not of the spirit. So forgive and you shall be forgiven and have a life. Thank you all so much. The Hate Report is coming now. Thanks for your super chats and donations and everything. The Hate Report is coming now. And after that, Joel Friday TV, he black. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Be sure to check out Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. And let me know what you thought about this last, yesterday's episode. It was interesting, I think. Check it out. Let me know. Bye, y'all.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.